Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and James. Shador Sanders has signed with the Browns. He signed yesterday for $4 million.
Nice.
Cam Ward, he also signed for $44 million. So the drop in the draft cost Shador $40 million. That's got to make you sick to your stomach, does it not?
Well, yeah, because they also said, I mean, he's making a fourth of what he was making at CU, too, with endorsements. And remember, you guys, remember before he went into the draft what I said? That the NFL was making him their guy. Like, Shador was going to be the kid that they, like, lifted up, and they were going to make him the guy.
You could bet. You could bet on the on these different websites that he'd be taken in the top five.
Well, I meant just even they were going to make him their promo guy.
And the face of the NFL.
Yeah, the face of the NFL is what they called him, is when, he was going to be the face.
When the college season ended, we thought he was the number one pick.
We did.
We thought he was the number one pick. And with his dad being Deion, I could see the NFL wrapping their arms around him because Deion was a big-time player for the NFL. And so, and then it just off with the hell within a matter of 3 days.
Yeah, I mean.
He didn't get picked on day one, and we're all shaking our heads. He didn't get picked on day two. We're all going, what the heck? There's a conspiracy out there.
I mean, I certainly didn't think he was only going to make $4 million.
Me either.
You know, I thought he'd at least be in the 20s.
Yeah.
Oof.
Man, what a price drop from college to the pros.
Man, I mean, was there a Groupon or something?
You went from $16 million in college to $4 million in the pros.
We got cheap quarterbacks. Just
holy
click here.
Holy cow. Holy cow. What a buzz.
Yeah. Wow. That's sad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.